From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Thousands of activists met on the National Mall today to demonstrate for jobs, education, and civil rights. Randy Weingarten is president of the National Federation of Teachers.
We here today must help our children not only dream their dreams, but achieve them. We here today must invest, not divest, in our kids. We here today must usher in a new era of excellence and equity in America's public schools.
Rally organizers hope to energize progressive activists for the November elections. The State Department is considering issuing a travel alert to Americans in Europe following recent threats from Al-Qaeda. The advisory could come as early as tomorrow. Month-old Mideast peace talks are threatened by a dispute over construction of Jewish settlements on the West Bank. Israel's prime minister is urging Palestinians not to quit the talks over the issue. The BBC's Weir Davis reports a final decision is expected after a meeting of Arab officials next week.
The 10-month moratorium on new construction in the settlements expired almost a week ago. Since then, the United States Special Envoy George Mitchell and other mediators have been in the region trying to find common ground between the two sides, but without success. Under pressure from his own right wing, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is still resisting international demands to extend the building freeze.
The BBC's Weir Davis. Intelligence officials say more than a dozen suspected militants were killed in drone missile attacks in northwest Pakistan today. In Islamabad, NPR's Anthony Kuhn says tensions are high between the U.S. and Pakistan after several NATO cross-border raids.
Both drone strikes occurred this morning in the North Waziristan tribal area, where Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters are believed to be based. Accounts of how many militants were killed and which groups they were from varied. Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility today for an attack on a NATO fuel convoy yesterday, which destroyed dozens of tankers in South Sindh province. Pakistani authorities are keeping a key border into Afghanistan closed, apparently in response to NATO's cross-border raids. Meanwhile, unidentified assailants gunned down Farooq Khan, vice chancellor of the Swat Islamic University, along with his assistant. Khan was a well-known columnist and moderate Islamic scholar. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Islamabad.
A seventh death is being blamed on the heavy downpours that caused flooding on the East Coast this week. New York police say they've recovered the body of a woman whose car was swept off the road yesterday in the Catskill Mountains. From Washington, this is NPR. California GOP gubernatorial candidate Meg Whitman is feeling some heat over an illegal immigrant housekeeper. At their debate today, Whitman blamed Democratic opponent Jerry Brown for the controversy. Brown accused Whitman of trying to dodge the responsibility. He told her, quote, "Don't run for governor if you can't stand up on your own two feet," unquote. Campaigning has ended, and NPR's Juan Ferreira reports Brazilian voters are preparing to elect a new president to succeed the popular Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva.
He is known to all here as Lula, the beloved bearded president who has overseen the country's remarkable growth. And now, polls show Brazilians are likely to elect his hand-picked successor, Dilma Rousseff. She's a 62-year-old economist who was Lula's chief of staff. She's also seen as the continuation of Lula's 8 years in office. Asked by reporters if she's likely to win the contest outright on Sunday, she said it wouldn't be prudent to say. But polls show she's likely to get the 50% needed to avoid a runoff. Her main challenger is former governor José Serra. He's seen his campaign sputter and fall badly behind. If elected, Rousseff would become the first female president of Brazil. Juan Ferreiro, NPR News.
There's a tear in Washington, D.C.'s security net, and it's apparently let in bed bugs. The insects were discovered in one office at the U.S. Agency for International Development in the Ronald Reagan Building. Pest control services are treating the affected area this weekend. The bugs are not known to transmit any diseases, but their bites can cause infections and allergic reactions. Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.
Support for